This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Ashley Kluger of Umpqua Valley Arts is in to talk about things at UVA. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is going on right now?
Well, I'm always coming in talking about exhibits, but we've got our last 2 weeks of our current exhibits before we change over to our Artworks Northwest Biennial show that is coming up soon. We're very, very excited for the transition, but we'll be sad to see the current exhibits go. And if anybody wants a last chance to see that, they'll be up until next Friday, May 30th.
What can you tell us about the current exhibits?
So Midwife of Life is by Victoria Smits. It is in our main gallery, and it is a show about attachment theory, how we develop our attachment styles based off of the care that our caregivers give us and whether we feel that we can attach to them kind of safely, in a sense. And the work's about that and her relation to her father as she examines her own attachment style. And then we also have four other exhibits. We have Prayer Flags in Gallery 2 by Marjorie Feldman. We have Landmarks and Landscapes by Roxanne Evans Stouts in our Red Door Gallery. We have All the Small Things. It's a series of photographs in a photo essay format by local photographers. And then we also have Compositions by RHS students in our Student Gallery.
So just a few more days of that, and then you take a little, well, you don't take a break, but the gallery being open takes a break.
Yeah, we end up close to the public during our transition period. That's going to be from June 2nd to June 6th, and that's so we can change over our gallery spaces to welcome the new exhibit, which is the 2025 Artworks Northwest Biennial.
Yeah, tell us about that one.
So the Artworks Northwest Biennial is a show that happens every 2 years, and it is a regional exhibit that welcomes artwork from artists in Oregon, Washington, Northern California, Idaho, Western Wyoming, Western Montana, Alaska, and British Columbia. It's a big, far-reaching show, and it's an excellent showcase of the different art that's being created by current artists in the region. I'm always personally really excited for the show because it's also a curated exhibit. We invite a professional working artist in the Pacific Northwest to come and select the work and then select winners for special prizes and accolades. And this year we have Charlene Liu. She is a printmaking instructor and artist up in Eugene.
And so when is that open again?
That opening is going to be June 6th. That is going to be 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to have bites and sips. We're going to be aiming to have some live music, something light. And at 5:30 during the reception, we have remarks where myself and Charlene Liu, the curator, will have a few things to say about the show and announce the winners.
All right. And what else is going on over at UVA?
So we have summer camps coming up, of course, and that is something for youth in our education area. But I really wanted to kind of touch base on our rental opportunity. So I don't know if anybody in the community or you yourself know, we offer rentals for anybody to use for their special events. So whether it is a birthday party, a baby shower, a bridal shower, we've had people host wedding receptions with us. We have spaces in our building that we rent out for people to use. And we're always booking. So if anybody's looking for a place to book their next event at or their next maybe work meeting, feel free to give us a call and reach out.
And how many people can you fit in some of these places?
I believe it's roughly about 40 in a couple of them, but we just evaluated based off of the size, the space, and what kind of event or rental you're doing, because we have something new to our rentals that I also wanted to mention.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So we have special unique events that are prepared with special amenities not offered with our regular rentals. Our regular rentals give you the space, use of tables and chairs and stuff, so that way you can have seating for your event, but these unique events have amenities like birthday parties that have an art experience and a chance to decorate artsy cupcakes, which is fun for any kid. I don't know about you, but I would have loved that at my five-year-old birthday party.
See, I wouldn't have gotten that far. I just start eating the frosting. Never makes it to the cupcake. Or I eat the frosting and the cupcake and still never make the design.
You know what? That's all an experience in itself, right? even business meetings. We have business meetings where we host you guys and include coffee and food and use of AV equipment. And we also have a tea party experience. It comes with teacups and service for something a little fancier for a get-together. We provide sandwich and desserts and in a gallery setting with an elegant photo area. And these are little extra offerings that we are providing because sometimes it's fun to take the planning out of it and just enjoy it. So we wanted to offer these as a way for anybody wanting to host an event to just, you know, enjoy the space and enjoy their time.
And while people are there for these special events, are they able to also take some time and walk around and check out things in the gallery?
Yeah, it kind of depends. We host these after hours, you know, not when we're open, which, you know, makes it flexible for everybody's schedule. But if it happens to be during an open day, we absolutely welcome anybody who's coming in to come check out the art. So there's that extra bonus too, for sure.
All right. And I know you're planning a little thing in June.
A little thing. Oh, Kyle. Yes, this little thing is our 56th annual Summer Arts Festival. The countdown is coming up close.
And tell us more about it.
So the 56th annual Summer Arts Festival is our biggest event of the year. It's our biggest fundraiser. This year, we're excited to welcome 100 artists, 100 plus artists in our art vendor area. And then we also have a banging food court with lots of great local offerings. This year, we're going to have a new food truck, for example, Nash's Hot Chicken. If anybody's ever tried them out, they're going to be making an appearance in our food court this year. And then alongside all festival activities, we also have acts on our community stage and our main stage for entertainment. We have live music. We're going to have a ton of local dance troupes on our community stage this year. It's going to be a big thing.
And so it takes a little work.
A little bit, which is a good note because we are doing a call for volunteers. So we're a small but mighty team at UVA. We have a really strong core of staff, but there's only so much that we can do at any one time. And volunteers are really key to allowing the festival to be a success. And if anybody's interested in supporting the arts in Douglas County with some volunteerism, we are accepting people for booth sitter positions, which help relieve artists during the event, anything with setup or tear down. We're looking for food court monitors to kind of help us, you know, monitor the borders of our food court, since we do offer some alcoholic beverages from some vendors there. There's positions for everybody, for anybody who might want to support Umpqua Valley Arts and the event itself.
And if they're volunteering, they don't have to be out there for the whole 3 days or anything.
Correct. Thank you, Kyle. That's a good point. So shifts are about 2 hours long. It gets you free entry into the event, which is, you know, that's an extra $5 that you can spend on any food or any art that you want to buy. But free entry to the festival is one thing you get. If you do two or more shifts, you actually get a free Summer Arts Festival t-shirt, which we're working on the design now.
All right, very good. And if people want to find out about all of this, where do they go online?
They can go to www.uvarts.com.
All right, Ashley Kluver, Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.